The Michigan State University men's basketball team is headed to the Final Four at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota next weekend, thanks to a one-point victory over Duke on Sunday in Washington, D.C. in the NCAA tournament's Elite Eight. WKAR's current sports host Al Martin now joins me to talk about the game and what lies ahead. Hi, Al.
How are you doing, Scott? Good morning.
Good. Great to have you with us this morning. I know you've had a long night and an early morning, so thanks.
Definitely, without doubt.
Al, just how monumental of a win is this for the program when you think about the adversity that this year's MSU team went through?
Well, this is huge. You know, I always date back to, of course, what occurred late December, December 29th against Northern Illinois, the Joshua Langford injury, Scott, you know, and you know, we found out not too long ago after that Josh will be out for the rest of the season. And I thought that loss was so monumental for this team, Scott, that I even went as far as to say I didn't know how Michigan State was going to compete for a Big Ten regular season championship, let alone advance as far as they have advanced in the NCAA tournament. So with all of the injuries, because Josh isn't the only injury for this team, you look at what happened with Nick Ward against Ohio State, the fractured hand, right? I mean, Kyle Arns, remember what happened in Chicago at the Big Ten tournament, right? To battle those injuries and to watch some of the quote-unquote role players step up, mature, and watch their game evolve over the season, this is truly special. And, you know, I know we have some sound here. Here is Cassius Winston, because the team came back late last night. I mean, their flight got in around 11:47 p.m. at the Lansing Capital Region Airport, right? And it took them about, you know, they land around 11:47. It takes them some time to board. They got to the Breslin around about, Scott, 12:30 a.m. in the morning, right? 12:30 a.m. and huge crowd, unlike anything. I remember back in 2015, because they did something similar back in 2015, but this crowd was bigger. It was truly something to behold. But before I elaborate more on that atmosphere, this is what Cassius Winston had to say to the crowd this morning, early this morning, Scott.
It's been a crazy year. A lot of crazy things have happened in there, but we all stuck in it together. Y'all supported us the whole way through. And y'all gave us something to play for, and here we are, man, with another chance, another weekend to make some big things happen. So thank everybody for being here. And let me get one more. Go Green!
Well, you just heard there, Scott, you know, Cassius acknowledged just, you know, how much this team has gone through. You heard the chance of MVP from the crowd. They realized just how key Cassius Winston has been for this year's team.
I saw some images and footage from the rally at the Breslin Center. There was a huge crowd there for after midnight.
Tom Izzo said, this must be what the Beatles felt like when they would go and perform at a concert. It was truly amazing. I mean, it got so crazy because we walked in and people were just starting to file in, right? And what they did was, you know, they didn't have the hardwood out. You know, the season is over. Basketball is over at the Breslin Center, at least. So it was just a concrete floor. They had chairs all around. They had the game, the actual game, being replayed on the Jumbotron and two projectors in front of a stage. So half of the Breslin Center was kind of cut off. And then they had seats on the floor. The seats were filling up rapidly. Then the lower bowl started to fill up rapidly. And then it got so crazy that they had to open up the top bowl. That's how packed it was. Tom Izzo said it is the largest gathering of Spartan fans that he's ever seen after going to his eighth Final Four.
All right, so the Spartans knock off the overall number one seed in the tournament in Duke. Does it get any easier for these last two games? We're going to hopefully say two games in Minnesota next weekend.
Well, I tell you what, you never want to say it's going to get easier in the NCAA tournament, right? But without a doubt, Scott, Duke was the most talented team in the tournament. You got to watch your back because Texas Tech and, of course, on the other side, when it comes to Virginia and Auburn, those are all dangerous teams. But you get a feeling. Now that they gotten over Duke, I wouldn't argue with anybody who looks at this MSU team and says, this team can now really go all the way. That was a tremendous hump that they got over on Sunday.
Is that the same as predicting a second national championship for Tom Izzo, Al?
If I was a betting man...
Are you?
I think this, if I was, Scott, I think this is the year. I really do believe it now. I really do believe it.
All right, so Texas Tech is next. Tell us a little bit about Texas Tech.
Yeah, Texas Tech is a very tough defensive team. Actually, statistically, they are the best defensive team in the nation. We saw what they did to the Michigan Wolverines earlier in the tournament. Jarrett Culver is a bona fide star. He is the straw that stirs the drink for the Red Raiders. He's like what Cassius Winston is to Michigan State. And they force a lot of turnovers. And that's something that Duke does quite well as well. And that's the thing about Michigan State. If there is any kryptonite for this team, it was the turnovers. But throughout this tournament, knock on wood, Scott, they have been taking care of the basketball. Only 7 turnovers against Duke. If they do that against Texas Tech, they got a great shot of defeating them.
Al Martin is the host of Current Sports on WKAR. Up late, up or early, both.
Right.
And back at 1 o'clock with today's edition of Current Sports on AM 870 and FM 105.1. Al, thanks for coming in this morning. Great to see you.
Anytime. Thank you, Scott.